Okay, you have, I think, the microphone. Yes. Okay. And we'll start with question 7 about what is tempura? Okay.
Yes. Tempura is a Japanese dish of battered and deep-fried seafood or vegetables. Mm-hmm. And as for the word tempura, there are many theories, but mm-hmm. either some Latin origin, Spanish or Portuguese missionaries avoided meat on holidays, mm-hmm. and instead they ate fish mm-hmm. and vegetables and used the word tempero or tempura. And since Japanese language and Latin was phonetically kind of similar, mm-hmm. Japanese could easily adopt without changing any vowel sound.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard also the word tempura, I think you say Spanish or Portuguese came in the 15th century.
Mid-16th
century, okay. So that's why maybe it could have been brought from them, right? Okay. All right. What is tempura? And the word, one of the things in this word that's really hard to pronounce is, again, like rice balls, it's bad. It's not aw. This is not butter. It's batter, right? And the problem people have is batter and what word? B-A-T-T-E-R and B-U-T-T-E-R. And normally, in most circumstances, students say it's dipped in butter, and which sounds like, you know, bread and butter, bread and butter. It's batter with an American pronunciation of ah. This is mispronounced very often. So you did very well. It's battered. And that maybe that making it a verb is a good idea, because we don't, it's buttered, but people say buttered also, it's possible. But it is, you know, battered vegetables dipped in a batter. Sometimes I avoid this and say it's deep fried fish and vegetables dipped in a mixture of what? Flour, eggs, and water. So you avoid saying batter, okay? Because it's possible some people dip things in butter before eating. That's what, you know, is one of the problems. So be careful of batter and butter. Okay, let's see how you do with this. Again, okonomiyaki has the same problem. So does takoyaki. They use the same word batter. I know batter is not countable if you look in the dictionary. One of the other tricks I do is dipped in a batter. And I believe someone said it's not countable, but people do say it's dipped in a batter. So if you put the a batter, then people normally say dipped in a butter. No, dipped in a batter, people do say. So even though 100% grammatically it's not correct, it's possible to say a batter.
Yeah, because all kinds of mixtures possible.
Yeah, so I mean, I haven't looked in the dictionary in a long time, but batter is countable?
It says uncountable.
Uncountable, right, yeah. And last time I checked, it's always uncountable, but people do say I'm dipped in a batter and deep fried. So let's go and see what you have to say. What is tempura?
Tempura is seafood and vegetables which are dipped in batter, deep fried, and served with a special sauce. This originated in Portugal. This was from Portugal about 500 years, no, 400 years ago, and was uniquely developed in Japan. So many foreigners believe this originated in Japan, but
right.
It's not true.
Yeah, it's actually where they heard deep fried vegetables were common among the Portuguese, then Spanish, right? Okay, let's think about maybe not the history, but let's see. Maybe I'll ask her. Maybe she has more up-to-date information. Not so much about the history. What else can you add to this? What is tempura?
It's more like a fritter in Western cuisine.
Okay.
And also, nowadays, as well as typical Japanese materials, we can use many kinds of materials for tempura. For example, some restaurants serve ice cream tempura, and chicken tempura, chocolate tempura, and so on.
Right, okay, I've heard of tomato tempura and things. Okay, so yeah, that's fine. But let's ask the question again, but add to this. So tempura is seafood and vegetables that are deep fried or dipped in a special sauce. You know, ingredients are usually what? Shrimp or prawns?
Prawns, cuttlefish.
Cuttlefish, you know, green pepper,
eggplant,
pumpkin, mushrooms. You know, these types of things. So you can add this to your answer, okay? What is tempura?
Tempura is a seafood vegetables that are dipped in batter, deep fried, and served with a special sauce. The main ingredients are prawns, cuttlefish, eggplant, mushrooms, lotus root, and a variety of seasonal vegetables you could use. Mm. And I think it's better to eat as soon as they're cooked, when they're piping hot and crispy. So I think it's tempura is one of the most popular Japanese food. It's still popular food in Japan. Mm.
Okay, good. He used the expression piping hot. Does everybody know this expression? Yeah, P-I-P-I-N-G, piping hot. So atsu.
Right?
Super hot. Super hot, atsu or whatever. Right from the pan, pot, right? You know. Good, okay. So that added a little bit of variety. Talking about the sauce, I'm going to, before I ask you, think about it. So tell me your answer and then special sauce and tell me more about this thing. Can you tell me what is tempura?
Okay. Tempura is commonly served with grated daikon, Japanese radish. Mm. And
You can answer just what is tempura.
Okay. But
in your answer, tell me a little bit more about the sauce. So I'll give you the basic question. Yeah, what is tempura? Okay?
Tempura is a Japanese dish of vegetables and seafoods. That have been buttered and deeply fried.
Deep fried.
Mm-hmm. And they are commonly served with grated daikon, Japanese radish, with a special sauce called tenzuyu. Mm-hmm. Tenzuyu is made from basically three parts: dashi, soup stock, mirin, rice wine for cook.
Sweet rice wine. For cooking.
For cooking and soy sauce. Alternatively, you can enjoy tempura with sea salt. And at the tempura restaurant, you will also see curry powder or different type of sea salt. Like with yuzu, citrus fruit, or powdered green tea. Mm. So from my experience, most of the foreigners prefer tenzuyu or dashi, but you can also try some other type of eating with rice, green powder tea.
Right, so other type of taste. Yeah, that's right. So yeah, he actually mentioned the other ones that, you know, many times if you go to a very nice sushi, but not sushi, it's tempura restaurant, the chef will say, eat this with curry or salt, or eat this with the powdered green tea, or, you know, so they might suggest the taste for you depending on the ingredient. Good. Besides the grated radish, what else is common to put together with it? grated ginger. Sometimes, yeah. Actually, I like the grated ginger with the grated radish. So that's also very nice taste. So you can say that with a special sauce that has grated radish, sometimes grated ginger, and then, as you said, also sometimes with salt, curry powder is possible. So good. And as I say, what is tempura? Tempura is dipped in, you know, in a batter, again, batter. Or if you don't want to say that, another hint is just tempura is deep fried seafood and vegetables. So avoid saying batter. You know, it's just deep fried seafood and vegetables. Tell what there are if for ingredients, right? And it's even strange with like tempura ice cream. Have you had that?
Yes.
Yeah. The ice cream I heard is very, very cold. It's very, very, it's put under very, very cold temperature first. Otherwise, it melts too quickly. So it has to be really, really super cold.
Rock hard.
Yeah, rock hard, she said. Yeah, and then fried just very quickly, just so the outside cooks, the batter cooks. Okay. Tempura is also used on rice bowl dishes, right? Put on top as a topping on rice bowl dishes called tendal. Okay, so that's something, again, you can add, that tempura is a popular topping for rice bowl dishes. Again, rice bowl, not rice ball. Okay, who's next? Sukiyaki. Okay, what is sukiyaki?
Sukiyaki is a dish of thinly sliced beef, onion, tofu, and shiitake mushrooms cooked in a pan at a table. Sugar, soy sauce, and sake are added for flavor. And some like to eat sukiyaki after dipping in a raw egg, though it seems to foreign people somewhat unfamiliar.
Okay, so see the last thing. After, people have trouble with this being dipped, so why don't you try that once more?
Some like to eat sukiyaki after dipping.
It. Dipping it?
Dipping it in a raw egg.
Yeah, all right, yeah.
Dipping it.
Yeah, after dipping it in a raw. If you're dipping in a raw, we're not sure the people are dipping or who's dipping, so dipping it in a raw egg. Good. Does your family cook Kansai style or Kanto style sukiyaki?
I don't know Kanto style sukiyaki.
Okay. How do you make? Does anyone know the difference? You're from Hyogo. How about you?
I haven't observed so much difference.
Okay. Well, the ingredients are the same. The cooking style is a little different. What is different? Do you know?
Actually, we don't. In my family, we don't eat sukiyaki at home.
Oh, okay.
So, I'm sorry. I don't have good information
okay.
for this question.
Does anybody know? Because Kansai, they put each ingredient separately in the pan. So when you cook it, you put soy sauce, just a little bit, and then you put sugar, and then you put sake. And in Kanto, what do they do?
Everything at the same time, at the beginning? Everything.
They make a cooking sauce, warishita. Yeah, and so in Kanto, they make a cooking sauce, so it's pre-made cooking sauce that has the soy sauce, sake, and sugar. And depending on the family, some I've even heard put some kind of a dashi, kind of a broth, but mostly it's just sugar, soy sauce, and sake. But it's pre-mixed, so you have the same taste. Right, Kansai, when you go and you start drinking sake or something, it gets a little sweet. Oh, it's too sweet. You put more soy sauce. Oh, it's too salty. Now we need more sake. You know, so each time is a little different taste each time you cook, right? So that's the difference. Some Kansai style is each ingredient. Seasoning is added separately. Kansai, you know, puts it separately, where Kanto mixes it, everything first to make a cooking sauce. Okay, good. Let's ask her, what is sukiyaki?
sukiyaki. It's a Japanese hot pot dish. It consists of thinly sliced beef, vegetables, jelly noodles, and a shallow iron pot, and a mixture of soy sauce, sugar, mirin, and slowly cooked owashima at the table. Usually it is dipped in a small bowl of beaten eggs and eaten.
Okay, sure. All right, fine. Again, just like tempura, you can add a little bit more ingredients if you like. You don't have to. Okay, so what is sukiyaki?
Sukiyaki is a dish of thinly sliced beef, long onions.
Ah, it's green onions.
Green onions.
Yeah. I know... We don't have the word long onion in English.
What about Welsh onion?
There's Welsh onion, spring onions, but probably most common is green onions. That's okay. Probably if people made it in America, that's what they would use. So, okay.
Green onions.
All right.
And tofu and shiitake mushroom cooked in a pan at the table. Sugar, soy sauce, and sake are added for flavor. They are eaten after being dipped in raw beaten egg.
Okay.
People can enjoy the cooking as well as eating at the table. Surrounding the table with talking.
While talking. Sure. All right. I just remember my other difference between Kansai and Kanto. What about the ingredients? There is one different ingredient I heard. What about onions? You don't cook.
onions, in Kanto and Kansai area, onions usually eaten are different types.
Mm.
In Kansai region, onions are most part of the onions are green, and such as in Kanto, they are called bando negi or something. From the root to the
very similar
thin, in Kansai region, we eat thin green onion.
Mm. Okay, I heard. Now, this is somebody said that they also use what? Not long onions, but regular round onions. In Kansai, see, Kansai they use round onions. I forgot that was in. They use tamanegi. Round onions,
yes.
Rather than long. So it's again, you could put anything because gyudon is almost like sukiyaki, but has regular onions, right? Round ones. Okay, good. So that's another thing different: the round onions versus green onions. Okay, let's try. I go pass it to her. We did sukiyaki. Why don't we try once more? What is sukiyaki?
Okay. Sukiyaki is a self-cooking cuisine. You use a thick pan at the center of the table. And usually the pan is on a portable gas or electric range. And you fry the ingredients, thinly sliced beef, vegetables, tofu, and devil's tongue, devil's tongue noodles, which are very thin, chewy Japanese noodles. Before serving to your plates, you flavor them with soy sauce, sugar, and rice wine.
Okay, sure. Fine.
And usually you eat sukiyaki with several people.
Right, okay, yeah, you cook it with several people, right? It's good. Okay, how about the next question? What are some of the characteristics of Japanese cuisine? Wow, this is you could write a book, right? So what is your answer for this one?
Okay, I'd like to mention a couple of things about the characteristics of Japanese cuisine. The main point is that Japanese cuisine is most characterized by two words, natural and harmony.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We try not to kill the flavor of the ingredients. So that's one reason that we use light tasting, light seasoning, I think. Mm-hmm. It's more salt-based taste.
Mm-hmm.
That's
okay.
One reason. And of course, second point is Japan is an island country. Wherever you are, you might be, you could use a lot of seafood, mm-hmm. and sea marine products, and anywhere. That's part of the characteristics of the Japanese cuisine. And number three is we do have four distinctive seasons. So we usually seasons, and we usually use seasonal vegetables and fish, so that we could just put on the beautiful plates on the dishes, various sizes, so that you can enjoy our food through your eyes, and you can feel what time of particular season that we are living right now.
Mm.
So those three things characterize the Japanese food.
Okay. All right, sure. That sounds good. What do you think is some characteristics of Japanese cuisine?
Well, Japan is surrounded with the sea and has four distinct seasons. We love fresh seafoods as well as fruits in season,
mm-hmm.
such as vegetables and fruits. And the Japanese foods are supposed to make the most of natural flavors of fresh fish and shellfish. And the season is an important factor in terms of selection of the ingredients. And Japanese foods are supposed to be set aesthetically on various types of dishes, because they are expected to entertain not only palate, but also eyes.
Right, that's a palate.
Palate.
Yeah.
Palate.
Okay, good. Okay, everyone knows the word palate. Not only the taste, but also, you know, the eyes. So you can, if you don't like palate, I don't know if taste works grammatically, to please not only the taste, but also your eyes. Okay, good palate. Good. All right. Interesting. All right. I have different things I would say, but that's fine. Your answering is okay. What are some characteristics of Japanese cuisine?
Some of the important things about Japanese cuisine are the inclusion of the sense of the season, using fresh ingredients, and to make the most of their natural flavors. Ingredients include many vegetables, seafoods, and seaweeds, and they are usually flavored simply rather than flavored thick or rich.
Heavily.
As Western dishes.
Okay.
Japanese food are regarded as healthy food, as they are high in nutrition and low in calories.
Okay. All right. Let's go to once more. What are some characteristics of Japanese cuisine?
The same.
Okay, that's fine.
The majority of Japanese cuisine makes the most of the natural flavors of fresh fish and shellfish, and most of them are prepared so as to go well with rice and sake. The season is an important factor in the selection of ingredients and of the way in which to prepare them.
Okay.
The food is aesthetically placed on dishes to delight the eye as well as the palate.
Right. Okay, good. Now, everyone's talking about ingredients. What about seasonings?
Seasonings.
So, What are some characteristics of Japanese seasoning? So you have seasonal food, fish and vegetables, depending on the time of the year. You place everything on beautiful, different, beautiful dishes, as small and big and colors, because you enjoy eating not only with the taste, but you enjoy eating with your eyes. And you have, you know, make the best of the natural flavors. But what are the seasonings commonly used in Japanese food?
The seasoning. Mm. Okay. Generally speaking, seasoning in Japanese cuisine is thin compared with Western one and Chinese one. Mm-hmm. Because in our cuisine, we make effort to use the natural flavor and natural quality which these ingredients have originally. Hmm.
Are you a cook? Do you cook?
I don't. Not so much.
Okay. So I just, my basic question, what are the seasonings used? Do you cook? All right, let's hear what the seasonings are. Yeah, I know, that was a good answer when you don't cook. What are the seasonings?
In most Japanese cuisines are seasoned with soy sauce, fermented soybean paste, and salt. Also, fish and kelp broth, rice wine, sugar are used to deepen the flavor. And these are the basic Japanese seasoning.
Right. See, that's a Japanese seasoning. I don't know, it's interesting because when you cook things, if you're making teriyaki or gyudon or sukiyaki, everything, even if you make nimono, it's based on soy sauce, sugar, mirin, and sake. Plus miso is a different taste, but there's not a lot of flavors like in other countries in Europe. There's hundreds of herbs. Chinese is also a big country with lots of different herbs and flavors. So Japanese is a very basic, 4, 5, 6, 7 ingredients, and they mix and they, vary the amount of soy sauce compared to mirin compared to sake, right? And then there's a few herbs. Shiso, you have the beefsteak plant, and then you also have sansho, Chinese pepper. But other than that, there's not a lot of,
Because vegetables themselves produce juice.
The vegetable, yes, produce juice, but I think also it depends. It just isn't that much naturally from long time ago. A lot of, things in Japan that were native there, where other countries had maybe more herbs and things that they use. So, but Japanese cuisine has that. And so the interesting combination of these basic ingredients changes the taste. So it's interesting. Good. Okay. So that was just something I'd say, the basic, soy sauce, mirin, sake, sugar, pretty standard. And I finally learned to cook Japanese food when I can get the right proportions. Because I was always experimenting, putting too much soy sauce, it's salty, put too much sake, you put too much sugar, it's too sweet. And then I got a really good cookbook, and it has the good proportions for these things. So now I can actually cook Japanese food. Anyway, next question is, what is kaiten sushi? Okay, yeah, kaiten sushi is interesting. They have a conveyor belt encircling the serving bar. Let's just encircling the counter, I think, is easier to understand.
Encircling
the counter. Yeah, kaiten sushi literally means circulating sushi. Other people have revolving sushi. Other people say rotating sushi, they're all okay. Circulating sushi is what they have here, rotating sushi, revolving sushi, and the sushi plates go on a conveyor belt around the counters. Okay, what is kaiten sushi?
Kaiten sushi. I think sushi used to be considered very special, very expensive food in Japan. But kaiten sushi made sushi more affordable at reasonable prices. In kaiten sushi, the sushi on the plates are being circulated on the belt conveyor belt, mm-hmm. and as they pass in front of you, you just pick up those plates, whichever you like, mm-hmm. then eat like normal sushi. Mm-hmm. And I think the color design of the plates tell you how much they are. It's very transparent and simple, mm-hmm. so that you cannot get ripped off.
Don't pay too much, right? Don't get charged too much.
Don't get charged too much. You can count
right.
the number of plates and design.
Right.
So
okay.
those are very simple and very. It used to be very. It's not so good taste. Doesn't have good taste. But nowadays it's getting better tastes. So you can enjoy the sushi.
Okay. Good. All right. Yeah. So the idea. This is not here, but. The color of the plate or the decoration on the plate determines the price, and they usually have a picture and a price on the wall or something to tell you how much they cost. So it's very simple. Okay, what is kaiten sushi?
Kaiten sushi literally means rotating sushi, and plates of sushi is set on a conveyor belt, mm-hmm. encircling the counter, mm-hmm. and then you see some plates, you can only choose whatever you like. Mm-hmm. And when you finish, the cashier will count the number of plates you had to compute your bill. Mm-hmm. So the advantage of kaiten sushi is that you can choose whatever you want, mm-hmm. and only what you would like to have. Mm-hmm. And you can guess how much you spend in advance. So it would be a comfortable place for you to enjoy a variety of Japanese sushi.
Mm. Okay, really good. How much do maybe the average cost of the plates? Do you know what the average cost is? Or?
Well, there are several types of plates, which shows the difference of price. Mm. But probably the lowest plate is around 200 yen. And then 300, 400, 500, sometimes 700, mm. etc.
Okay, right. The limit, I don't know. But he goes to expensive one, right? Today I passed one. It's 95 yen. With Zekomi, it's 99. So, yeah, about 100 maybe the cheapest. But, again, I've never been there to see the taste. But, okay. Yeah. That's pretty cheap. That's probably, what is it, kappamaki or something, right? Yeah, kappazushi. Yeah, kappazushi. Okay, what is kaiten sushi?
Kaiten sushi is an inexpensive sushi restaurant found widely in Japan. Plates of sushi are set on conveyor belt going around the counter, and the customers select what they want as the plates pass by. Sushi had been kind of old cuisine in Japan, but since the spread of kaiten sushi restaurants, sushi has become affordable food for the Japanese.
Okay. He mentioned some good things about sushi being, kaiten sushi being what you can calculate how much you eat, you can choose only what you want. What's one more good convenience about kaiten sushi?
You can go by yourself.
Well, okay, she says you can go by yourself. Yeah, it's easy to go in and come out by yourself, but I'm thinking it's quick also. You don't have to wait. If you order in some places, you wait. Now, some places are quick, you know, but other restaurants you have to wait long. But if you're in a hurry, kaiten sushi can be very quick. So it's convenient if it's quick. Yeah, and it is easy to go by yourself, right? Okay. What is kaiten sushi?
Kaiten sushi is translated conveyor belt sushi, sushi boat, sushi go round, and sushi train. There are a variety of way of expressing kaiten sushi.
Okay.
And a sushi restaurant where the plates with the sushi are placed on a rotary conveyor belt. Customers pick their selection from a steady stream of fresh sushi and moving along the conveyor belt.
Okay.
The final bill is based on the number and type of plates of the consumed sushi. The condiments, pickled ginger and chopsticks and soy sauce are usually arranged at the table. Mm-hmm. And the target of kaiten sushi is for value-minded customers and those who may not have time for a leisurely meal. A sushi restaurant owner called Yoshiaki Shiraishi got the idea of conveyor belt sushi after watching the beer bottles on a conveyor belt in Asahi Brewery. And after 5 years of development, including the design of the conveyor belt and the speed of operation, the ideal speed was 8 centimeters per minute. And Shiraishi opened the first conveyor belt sushi shop in Osaka about 52 years ago, and eventually expanded to 250 restaurants all over Japan. Kaiten sushi is a market of 240 billion yen annually in Japan, with almost 3,000 restaurants in Japan. This data is 9 years old.
Wow, okay, I think more nowadays, right?
Probably.
Yeah, all right, good information. All right. This is fine for Kaiten sushi. Does anyone have any questions? I've never been into the real automated one, but now I heard there's Kaiten sushi that you put the plates in a little opening. After you finish, in front of you in the counter, there's a place. You put the plates, and it counts for you. I haven't been there, but there's some. I've heard that you do that instead of the waitress counts. You just put the plates in, and it counts for you, and it puts your bill at the cash register. So.
And each place has a tip.
Well, probably there's a chip in it. Have you been to there?
Not that one, but they just calculate like a barcode.
There's some kind of barcode or chip in the plate, yeah. And they can, you know, change the price if they want. So. Good, let's go to the next question. Shabu shabu. Okay. Yeah, shabu shabu. Okay. And let's listen to this because I think there's some things, a couple things missing. What is shabu shabu?
Okay. Shabu shabu is a dish of thinly sliced beef and vegetables cooked in a pot. You swing sliced beef 3 to 5 times in a pot in a boiling water and you can eat it. The vegetables take more time to be cooked, so which are left in the boiling water for a while. Shabu shabu originated in Tokyo's restaurant, Ginza restaurant, around 50 years ago. And now it's spread throughout Japan, not only Japan, but also in the world.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay, good. Yeah, he added actually some good, one good piece of good information, because they have, you hear that the ingredients are quickly boiled in broth, but, you know, the vegetables are going to take a little longer, right? Where the beef takes a few seconds, the vegetables take a little longer. So as he said, the beef you swish, S-W-I-S-A, swish.
Not swim.
Not swim.
I said swing.
Oh, swing. I thought you said swish. Okay, so you said swing in the water. Swish is probably what we would say. That's the shabu shabu. Swish, 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 swish.
S-W-I-S-H.
You could say that, swing in the water, but yeah, swish is probably the correct word. Swish in the water very quickly. If you don't like swish, just you put in the water very quickly. You know, that's a simple word. But the vegetables take longer.
Swish is
Swish, yeah. Swish, swish, swish. That's the Nike mark. It's the swish mark. Swish. Like fast. Swish. It's
kind of, I didn't know that. Yeah.
Swishly means swing quickly. Swish through the air. Okay, good. Let's ask her, what is shabu shabu?
Shabu shabu is a hot pot, make it yourself dish of thin sliced beef and vegetables. You boil them in a pot with broth or boil water with kelp. You eat them with citrus soy sauce or sesame sauce. after enjoying your shabu shabu, you can eat rice or noodles cooked in leftover broth.
Good. I'm going to your house for dinner. Right, because shabu shabu usually always has two kinds, right, of sauces. The soy sauce, you know, what is it, vinegared or citrus flavored, sour soy sauce with grated radish, and then sesame flavored sauce. So there's usually two. So they have here dipped in a special sauce, but actually it's two sauces, usually. I mean, if you're at home and you don't have sesame or ponzu, then, you know. But usually restaurants in shabu shabu will give you two kinds of sauce. Okay. So what is your answer for shabu shabu?
Shabu shabu is another kind of hot pot dish, as well as sukiyaki. It's very famous in Japan. Its main ingredients are paper thin beef and vegetables, which are usually Chinese cabbage. Nanda, Japanese hot pot.
Okay, Chinese cabbage, okay.
What is the Japanese word for Chinese cabbage?
Haksai.
Haksai. Okay. And I think the way they are cooked, the way you eat is different from the ones from us. Our own sukiyaki, you just pick up paper thin beef and put in the hot broth, swish around a few seconds and pick up them. Dip in two kinds of sauce.
Sauces.
One is soy sauce based with citrus flavors and radish.
Grated radish.
Mm. And the other one is a sesame based sauce, mixed sauce. So those are two different kinds of sauces that you can dip in and eat.
Okay, sure. All right, yeah. Besides, you know, Chinese cabbage, so you could put, depends what you like, green onions. People put carrots, I've seen bean sprouts, you know, anything really.
Yes.
What, now, I'm not sure your style, but what do you put in the sesame sauce for flavor? Anything? I know, I put two things.
Tabasco.
Okay, you might put, all right. I never put Tabasco, but I put in chili pepper.
Chili pepper. Hot pepper?
Yeah, and what else? Garlic.
A garlic?
Yes. I had this many, many years ago, and that, what is that? What is that? Zakuro. Yeah, it's an old restaurant, but I went there, and they, in the sesame sauce, they put garlic and chili pepper, and ever since then I just can't eat it plain. It tastes really different. It tastes really good. It's maybe not traditional, but it really tastes good. Of course, you can't be on a date with garlic, but fresh grated garlic, fresh one, yeah. And if you go to some shabu shabu restaurants, they will actually have garlic there, you will see. Or spicy hot pepper. You put Tabasco? Have you done that?
No. I thought it would go well with sesame sauce.
It does, yeah. Tabasco, I have to try that, actually. Maybe that's fine. So. Okay, let's go to... If we're okay with shabu shabu, let's go to osechi ryori. What is osechi ryori?
Okay, osechi ryori is a special dish for New Year holidays. And a variety of ingredients there are, but they are prepared and set in a special box, which is color and several tiers or layers.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And ingredients include fish, meat, rolled kelp, black beans, etc. In countryside, housewives cook osechi ryori, But in urban cities like Tokyo, department stores and expensive Japanese foods offer catering service.
Special Japanese restaurants.
Japanese restaurants offer catering service. And osechi ryori can be enjoyed for 3 days or longer. And it is convenient because most of the regular restaurants are closed on New Year holidays.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. That's fine. They have here osechi ryori are special dishes for the New Year's holidays. How can you say this in shorter? They have osechi ryori are special dishes for the New Year holiday. What is osechi ryori? New Year's food. I would say, what is osechi ryori? It's New Year's food. That's fine. Okay. Why do they make kelp? Why is rolled kelp made in New Year's time?
Each ingredient of osechi ryori has some positive meaning. Rolled kelp. Kelp is pronounced in Japanese kobu. And we also have a different meaning, a word, yorokobu, happiness. Mm-hmm. So rolled kelp means happiness and has a positive meaning.
Okay, and why do you have rolled kelp? Why don't you just cut it in pieces and put it in?
Rolled kelp, kobumaki. Because kelp itself is long, and there are lots of ingredients in the box. So rolled kelp is better. No.
Longevity means you live a long life.
Thank you.
Okay, good. Yeah, and kelp is yorokobu no kobu, but I heard the long is rolled because it means long, like Japanese like long at New Year's. Good. What is osechi ryori?
Osechi ryori are special dishes for the New Year holidays. The popular ingredients include cooked black beans, rolled kelp, and herring roll, lobster, and cooked vegetables. Each food have some lucky meaning. For example, black beans for healthy, and
for health.
Lobster for longevity. This comes from the Japanese name of the ingredients.
Okay, I know shrimp is, or lobster is longevity. Why?
Yeah, because shrimp is the winding. The shape of the shrimp is like old man's.
Yeah. Yeah, the shape is like old people, right? Old has a bent back.
Bent back.
Curved back, bent back. And so when people old, they have a bent back, so it looks like long life, again, longevity. And you mentioned black beans. Why?
Black beans are, in Japanese, mame, kuro mame. And mame means healthy in old Japanese.
Okay, it means healthy. Also, what does mame mean?
Mame means diligent.
Yes, diligent, industrious, diligent. And what does kuro mean? Kuro.
Black.
Not kuro. Kuro.
Kuro.
Huh?
Kuro.
Yeah? What means what?
Suffrage.
Well, hard work, I heard, right? Kuro means. So that's why, especially black beans, is it's like, yes, the pronunciation of kanji is totally different, but kuro is black, but kuro, gokuro-sama, means hard work, so that's why the black beans are used, because they have this kind of a play on words like kuro being hard work and industrious. Okay. This is kind of, there's all these things, it's just amazing. Everything has a meaning. Okay, let's try once more. What is osechi ryori?
Osechi ryori are special dishes eaten on the first 3 days of the new year.
Okay.
The food is considered dishes so that women can rest for 3 days.
Okay.
For this reason, these dishes are prepared to last for 3 days at least. All family members eat osechi ryori to pray for the prosperity of the family. Osechi ryori is placed in three-tiered or four-tiered lacquered boxes, and lacquer has antibacterial effect. Mm-hmm. In Japanese, by experience, knew it.
Okay.
And I have more.
Do you talk about kuri kintong?
Kuri kintong.
Yeah, what is kuri kintong? Why?
Anyway, osechi ryori is made with auspicious ingredients.
That's okay. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, all right.
Kuri kintong.
Yeah.
Kuri kintong.
What's its meaning?
Squashed chest.
Yeah, chestnut. And sweet potatoes, but...
Sweet potatoes.
Why do you have that for New Year's? Do you know?
For New Year's? I don't know. It's sweet and tasty.
What's the color?
Yellow?
Gold. Yes,
gold
for money.
Money.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Okay. All right, good. I think, yeah, we've got time is up, so thank you for coming this week. Again, next week there's more questions about food, so we'll talk about that. There's some other kinds of things that we didn't cover this week with food, so go ahead and take a look at some of the model answers. You could fix up a few, you know, or not fix up, add a little more miso. The answer for miso is quite short. Tofu, why is it healthy? How long has miso been used in Japan? Some of these maybe you can add a little bit more information to make it even a nicer answer. Okay? Good, so thank you for coming, and I'll look forward to seeing you next week. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you very much.